You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Gravity Leadership Podcast. Gravity Leadership is a community of people seeking to live our lives in the orienting center of God's love in the midst of our post-Christian world, learning to lead like Jesus, live on mission, and make disciples. In nature, gravity is the phenomenon that brings stuff together, objects as small as atoms and quarks, and as large as stars and galaxies. We believe the gravity of the Christian life is the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. The Gravity Leadership Podcast is curated conversations on what it looks like to practically orient our lives and our leadership in the love of Christ, the gravity that holds everything together.
Hey friends, welcome to the Gravity Leadership Podcast. I'm Ben Hardman. I'm joined today by Matt Tebbe and Ben Sternke.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey buddy.
Hi Ben.
How are we doing?
Hope you find your dad.
It's a good start. Good start.
Let's run it back.
Run it back.
No, let's keep going.
No, we'll keep going. Never mind.
Keep going.
Never mind. We never run it back.
Nope.
We always just keep going.
Keep pressing on into the awkwardness.
Into the awkward.
As we start the podcast. So today, we want to have a conversation. Part of what we really want to do at Gravity Leadership is dive into these conversations about inhabiting the presence of Christ in our leadership. What does it look like for us to actually lead as Jesus would lead? What does it look like for us to love and care the way that he cares and loves? And Matt, you recently have kind of had a kairos in your own life around this idea of like self-indulgence and self-care.
Yes.
And had like a
epiphany, if you will.
A few weeks of sickness and crud and that kind of stuff that provoked something. You want to share some of that with us and just kind of start the conversation from there?
Yeah, let me do it briefly. Mm-hmm. I had this low-grade fever for like 2 weeks, where it was like right around 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And I felt like I probably should rest, but I felt well enough to work. And each day I was like, do I sleep? Do I work? Do I, like, what, how do I take care of myself? And then, and then I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to take care of myself. And it wasn't just like the fever. It was like, the fever revealed this thing in my life where I think I know how to pamper myself. I think I know how to indulge myself. I think I know how to...
Treat yourself?
I think I know how to treat myself.
Okay.
By treat myself. It's a very specific pop cultural reference.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if I know how to care for myself. And it came into stark relief when I was ill, and I every day for 2 weeks thought, I don't know what to do. And I guess I've been exploring that ever since, but I guess I'm just curious if you guys can relate to that, if you've ever had that thought or similar thoughts about it.
Yeah, I think I have. Maybe on the flip side, so I'm hearing you say, like, I don't know how to care for myself, right? I can indulge myself. And I think on the flip side, I've sometimes wondered, like, I don't know what's good, appropriate, sort of like a good day's work. You know what I mean? Like a good commitment to productivity and you know, being fruitful.
What's enough?
Yeah. And what the difference between that is and like a workaholic kind of like, you know, striving.
Right.
You know, to try to get the all the things done. And sometimes I've felt the same confusion, but on the other side of just like how many of these things do I need to get done? Should I get done? How much is faithful? Like if I feel tired at 3, is that an indication that I should take a nap, go for a walk, you know,
eat 3 Snickers,
play a game? Or is it an indication that like, no, to like stick with it so that, you know, you don't have to write your sermon on Saturday when your family's home?
Right.
I don't know. You don't know, like, I don't know. I've had the same issues and thoughts.
It's good. It's good. I'm actually a professional Saturday sermon writer. I've become very, very good at it. Or just like us wake up Sunday morning and say, Holy Spirit, please give me something.
Right,
right. I've done a few of those in the last year.
Have you ever done the qualitative, like the Holy Spirit just gave me something, almost as like a caveat? So if it's bad, like it's not my fault.
It's the Spirit.
Yeah.
You can blame the Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about something else. I didn't do any work on it, but I thought about it. And then the Holy Spirit told me to do something different, which is actually the work I should have been doing at the beginning. And so I'm going to preach this now.
Right. I finally prayed this week, and the Holy Spirit appears to have an opinion. All right. Anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway.
That's good. Deciphering pastor speak.
Yeah.
I feel like, so I'm pretty apostolic. And so I feel like there is some really healthy, unhealthy ambition in me.
Mm.
And I think that plays into me not taking care of myself. Mm. And so the illustration I've used often is I become like a sprinter who like takes, like, I'm going to work really hard for these 2 weeks. But then the problem is at those 2 weeks, I like have to have this crash that's really an unhealthy crash.
Yep.
And so I just live in this rhythm of like running really hard. Like I just got to get through this stuff. And then I have this unhealthy crash where I'm a jerk to my kids and I'm tired and I'm worn out and I have no energy for anybody. Mm. And I like I'm forced to take a day off. My body just kind of says, I'm going to make you take a day off whether you want to or not.
Yep.
Mm.
And so I have to, I know we always go back to this, but I have to really be in tune with my motivations and my heart and some of these things to say, like, what's driving me to push? Mm. So at 3 o'clock when I'm tired, or at 4 o'clock, or at 8 o'clock, right? When I'm still going, is what's driving me to do this the Spirit of God working in me and leading me to keep going and press in for a little longer? Mm-hmm. Or is it my own selfish ambitions? Yeah. Is it my own vain conceit that's driving me to achieve and accomplish and succeed?
Mm-hmm.
And that's challenging.
Yeah.
Matt, I think you even talked to me like when this was going on of like, I'm really sick and I don't know if I should be leading this cohort that I'm leading right now. Like, I don't know. I feel like that sometimes of like, I don't feel like I have a ton to give right now and I have a fever and it, you know, like, when do I stop?
Right.
And when do I not?
Yeah. And part of it was, I didn't feel good enough to work, but I didn't feel bad enough to sleep all day. So I found myself just frittering away my time, like, like just surfing the internet or watching a movie or playing a mobile phone game, you know, and that didn't feel right either. You know what I mean? Like
that didn't help you rest or work.
No, right? It was like, and that was probably my major kairos here is that most of the things I do when I'm not working aren't necessarily restful.
Yeah. That's good.
They're leisure.
Yeah.
And they're consuming and they're indulging, but they
numbing.
Aren't, yeah. Distracting, numbing. But they aren't recreating. Like, and what I realized is I'd rather check out than check in and be recreated.
How do you tell then? It sounds like this has been something that you've begun to learn a little bit about, but how do you tell if what you're engaging in is recreating you?
Yeah.
What are the evidences you notice?
Like I find myself sitting on the couch in my boxers after a 36-hour binge of Netflix. No, I don't do that. No, so...
Stains on my fingers from the Cheetos.
Yeah. So this is a recurring kairos for me. I find myself more irritable with my family on my days off, which is an indication to me that I don't know how to rest on my day off in a way that connects me with the source of my life.
Yeah, and, that's good.
You know, so part of it is like irritability, crankiness. And part of it is my, so for me, a foundational way that I am recreated is times of silence, disconnection, because I'm always, I'm connected to a lot of things, a lot of information. I love that stuff. It's part of what I do at Gravity and our church.
Yeah.
But I know that like I have to shut down the thinking thing for a bit and just be still.
Okay.
And I avoid it. I find myself being, ah, no, I'll do that later. I'll be silent later. Right now, I'm going to read something else.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to go do this fun thing.
Yeah.
So that's it. I find myself, I think I know what parts of disciplines that lead me to like wholeness and flourishing, but I resist them because I want something more than that.
Yeah. So it sounds like for you, some of the stuff that you've noticed that's helpful for you is disciplines of abstinence. But meaning I'm taking things away. Yep. I'm not adding like a new show or a new thing to read. I'm taking away sounds, voices, thoughts. I'm taking those things away and, you know, disciplining myself for silence and solitude. And one of the evidences that you are engaging in self-care rather than self-indulgence is that there is a connection with the people that are closest to you.
Yes.
That you named as the source of your life. It's like God's goodness and presence comes to you through them because they're your family, right? And so there's a connection that I have that anything I'm engaged in that seems to issue forth in a disconnection through irritability is probably not something that's recreating me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So is the fruit of the Spirit evident here? Or is it
that's good.
Avoiding? Am I just avoiding things?
Yeah.
So is my not working avoiding work? Or is it actively recreating in rest?
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good.
I think sometimes we make the Sabbath work when it's made for us, right? So I feel like, truthfully, like Mondays, I typically take Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when on Mondays, I feel this pressure of like, I only have one day and I've got this ridiculous schedule the rest of the week. I got to get everything I can out of it. Like, I've got to rest really good.
Yeah, you got to
make my resting work, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I got to play so hard today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than rest. That's interesting.
And I actually put this pressure on myself. And I think that's why I become irritable sometimes on my days off, Matt, is I'm like, I'm not resting well enough. I've got a really long week ahead.
I got to figure this out now.
I got to get more out of this. Stop distracting.
I got to do 2 days of rest in this one day. So, kids, stop it.
Yeah. Dude, we had a call last night where you were like, I am resting right now. You said that to us last night. I'm resting because I'm working all weekend. So this is
part. I actually did say that.
Yes.
I'm getting it in.
What's funny about that? It was a Wednesday night. And I was like, this is my weekend. I'm already drinking. Let's get this call over with.
Woo, come on.
That's how this. Why are we doing a podcast on this?
Yes. Right. Well, we have a lot to learn.
If you want
to
help us with this, send us stuff.
Yeah. Please.
I think here's the clarity.
Send us an email.
We'll wrap this up. Here's the clarity I have on this. Indulgence isn't the same for me as self-care.
Right.
Yes.
I need to be honest with myself about it. Do I know how to take care of myself? What things bring me life, give me life, fill me up, refuel, recreate me?
Yeah.
And what things take life, drain life, help me avoid things that I don't want to deal with, et cetera? And then develop and cultivate habits in community of rest. So like I need to tell my wife, hey, don't let me be on my phone all morning during my day off.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't.
Please help me.
Please, help me. Yeah. So I need accountability and I need a community to make sense of that. That's what I'm
about. I think I need to understand that I reap what I sow when I rest. Right. And so if I'm not investing in anything that actually restores the real parts of me, then I'm not going to get that. And so there is a level of I've got to invest in some habits and invest in some practices that do recreate. Yeah. Like I've got to be around some people that give me life. I've got to get in the word and I've got to slow down and quiet myself. And I think it's really important for us to understand what that what does that for me may be different than what does that for somebody else.
Yes. I'd love to hear three things, Ben, that from you, and Ben, from you, that you know these things recreate me. Here's the three that I know. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty clear. They aren't the only three, but they're three that are necessary for me. Silence, exercise, and cooking. I love making, like I prep meals for the week. I prep lunches for the week so I can eat quickly but healthy. And I will make like a big salad or something that I can eat off of all week on a Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. And I love it. Mm. I really enjoy it when I'm doing it because it's like this little focal practice that it's out. I don't cook usually during the week. And it's really, those are three things that I know benefit me on my day off.
Yeah, that's great.
How about you, Sternke?
Well, cooking, you took one of mine. Cooking has become and that's allowed, by the way. You can steal any of these activities. A lot of them are very old.
You're not allowed to have the same ones.
No.
Get your own, dude.
Get your own practices. Come up with something else. But no, cooking's become a lot of fun for me. I especially enjoy cooking for people. So it's a little different from what you're talking about. I love having people over, or even if it's just my family, I love like trying a new recipe and like serving people by cooking for them. So for me, that cultivates a sense of connection with these people. So I really love cooking. I would say like prayer for me has become, I don't know, it sounds maybe cliche, but like I've got a prayer liturgy that I pray every morning, and I'm starting to do this in the evening as well, and taking a bit of time at noon. But like punctuating my day with prayer has become like tiny Sabbath, like that's become really, really important for me. And so it's actually kind of an old timey discipline of like saying my prayers. Like I've got a liturgy that I go through whether I want to or not. But I found that it really restores me, gives me life. And that's probably solitude as well. I do that alone. You know, I do that prayer liturgy alone. So cooking, prayer, and going for walks, I notice, especially with my wife, is a very recreating, helpful thing for me, getting into my body in that way. How about That's you, good. Hardman?
Well, I think my wife is going to wish that Biden was cooking.
just don't. She listened. Tell her. Tell her not to listen to that. Don't listen to that episode.
More like Matt and Ben.
Oh, jeez.
More like Matt and Ben. I really do. We've got a back patio at my house, a kind of tree wooded area, and it's just kind of my quiet place. And so, finding space out there and just kind of digging into the Word a little bit and praying is really helpful for me. I have two teenage boys, 14 and 16, and I just really enjoy watching sports with them. So like just putting a game on of our favorite team and talking about it or going to a game with them, that fills me up in a really fun way. And then I honestly just love a table full of friends. Just having some people, like we've got people in our community that are just really amazing friends that really give us life, and just having a meal around that table, or even just grabbing lunch with one of them on my day off and just checking in, and like that stuff fills me up and really gives me life. Which is interesting because I'm an introvert, and it would seem like that being alone and silent solitude would be like the way that fills me up, but oftentimes it actually is counterintuitive for me, where getting with a group of people is actually really, really life-giving for me.
Yeah.
Awesome. The right people, though, right? There's people that give you life, and there's people that drain
that
the
life true.
Out of you.
That's been, it's been kairos for me, is realizing if I'm experiencing that, there's oftentimes, it says more about me than it says about them, that I feel some sort of pressure to, like, do something in this relationship. Yeah. And I've been learning, like, that's part of my rest as well, is, like, there's no pressure for me to do anything in this relationship. Like I can just let this be. This is okay.
Yeah.
So anyway,
even if they're doing like a trust fall in front of you, you just let it fall. Right, you just let it crash.
It's not my responsibility.
If you have thoughts about this, obviously we're talking about it as learners. We're discovering this. We're excavating kind of how to rest better.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. So disciplines, practices, habits that you have cultivated that lead to rest. We'd love to hear about that and how you know the difference between self-care and self-indulgence.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a difference for you, maybe we're thinking about it in an insufficient way and you want to counter. We get emails like that too.
We do.
We appreciate that. I love that.
I do too.
Yeah. So if you have something negative to say, ben@gravityleadership.com.
No, Ben Hardman. That
anyway, yep, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. And thanks for rating and reviewing this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bueno.
Bueno. Yeah, it helps others find it, helps our community grow. And we love that you are part of that.
And it helps us rest. Helps us rest.
Yeah.
It does. It helps us rest. Somehow it helps us rest.
I don't know that it does.
Okay. But
it's still nice. It's still nice to do.
It's nice. It is nice. All right, friends. Well, we started this one awkwardly and we're ending it awkwardly. So we'll see you next time.
Goodbye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gravity Leadership Podcast. If you enjoy learning from this podcast, please be sure to show your support by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. Be sure to share with your friends on social media too. And we would love to hear from you, so please email us at podcast@gravityleadership.com. You can join our online community for free at gravityleadership.com/join. You'll get our latest content delivered straight to your inbox, as well as an email most Fridays with curated links to articles we found interesting or helpful. To join us, go to gravityleadership.com/join.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.